Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now, Margie McCarthy, the Director of Research and Policy at the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland, is with me in studio to talk about what they do and what kind of jobs there might be in the green economy going forward. Margie, good morning and welcome.
Thanks so much, Pat. Good morning.
Now, we're all familiar with SEI grants. Yep. That's what people know you are. You're not just giving out money, you're doing a lot more.
Absolutely. We are research performers in that if you ever hear about what energy we're using, how we use it, what fuels it, the emissions associated with it, that's all coming from SEAI data. And then we also fund research. But I often think funding research is something that people don't necessarily grasp onto. And funnily enough, when I was looking at the headlines just before coming on, you know, we have the devastation of the hurricane hitting Jamaica and Haiti. So people, I think, are very conscious of climate. Even a Sustainable Ireland supplement in one of the newspapers today. And like what that does is it shows us there's challenges we will need to overcome. There's opportunities we want to realise and questions we want to answer. And that's essentially what publicly funded research does.
Now, when you fund research, it's a nice little learner for the PhD student or whatever who gets the money. But how does that then transfer into the economy generally?
Yes, so I suppose from SEI's perspective, over the last 6 years, we've invested about 100 million of public money into research looking at challenges and opportunities. And what that does is it really allows people, whether that's in industry or in universities, to concentrate on realising good impacts for public interest. So things like moving technologies on. So some really good examples are things like RetroKit is a platform that was developed by a company sponsored funded through SEAI to look at and help local authorities to assess the building conditions of their social housing and be able to make kind of informed decisions about what type of investments they would make to make them more energy efficient. So that's one. But then you also have, if you have a small number of researchers working on making a technology better or understanding the behaviours of why we don't accept things, and you have a small number there, but then once you start to realise solutions from the research, you start sending indicators, whether that's through industry developing more technologies, they need people to work to develop those and to deliver them and install them. So all of those are market signals to job skills and our future prosperity, I suppose.
Yeah, and I mean, there are loads of jobs in retrofitting. There's got to be, because the housing stock, even relatively modern housing stock is deficient in terms of its energy performance.
That's right. And again, that's where research really comes into play. So a lot of research over the last few years has looked at what kind of fabric a building is made of. Ireland has, I think all of us know, very damp conditions at the best of times. Now we're a fine country or mild, grand climate, and our houses have to compete with that. And so understanding what works well for people within different types of home, whether you're in a rural setting or maybe you're a city home, and what's going to be the most cost effective for you, that informs the standards then that we expect.
Is there a problem, you know, people are looking at the cost benefit. If I do this to my home, or the, even with grants and so on, it might take me 20 years to get my money back in terms of my energy saving.
Well, that's a really important thing about research, actually, is EVs is a great example. You know, it started out as quite an expensive technology, only those who could really, really afford it. Not saying that it's, you know, new cars are always an expense that some can't afford. But as the technology has moved on, we're now at a stage where an EV is the same cost as a petrol or diesel car when you're buying a new one, and so much friendlier in terms of the environment, and can even run even cheaper if you're looking at your tariffs and all the rest. And actually, one of the projects that has been funded recently in partnership with UCD was an energy cost calculator. So that's available online for people, and that allows people to take their data from our smart meters. So we've all heard about our smart meters being installed. But what this calculator allows you to do is take 6 months of that data and put it in to the platform, and it'll tell you, looking at all of the various tariffs that are available through your energy providers, what's going to be the most cost effective.
And it's so difficult if, for example, with energy prices constantly changing from the providers, and people think, I just plugged in my EV overnight and I, you know, it's free. I don't have to buy petrol or diesel.
Yeah.
But they don't really understand by how much their electricity bill has gone up and how much of that is precisely to do with their EV charging.
That's right. And that's exactly what this calculator will help them to do, is understand, well, what is your usage?
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus $250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
You want Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's gets it. We checked the calendar, and Christmas is coming early. $99 is all you need to grab your favorite select 7-foot pre-lit artificial Christmas tree for the holiday season. And don't sweat what gifts to get Dad, because we've got up to 40% off select tools and accessories. That's how Lowe's celebrates Black Friday early. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
And then this platform will do the job for you to look at the various different tariffs that match your own specific personal use. Because, you know, a lot of the platforms that we use currently are based on general average uses. So this really allows us to use smart data. And we're going to have to use that across the board to really help people to make changes in their energy.
And when
use.
We're talking about the energy equation for the whole island, I mean, one of the simplest things to do would obviously be, agriculture is difficult, we know. Stuff still has to be transported. Mm-hmm. That's difficult enough to do, public transport and so on. But retrofitting houses is probably the easiest fix.
It's definitely one that is, it's straightforward in terms of understanding what needs to be done. There's a huge amount of
support. The energy used every year. And if you insulate your house properly, get it down to maybe a B from a D.
Yeah.
I mean, the savings are quantifiable very easily.
Significant. And you know, I think what's a huge amount of effort that has gone into even within SCAI and through government supports is to really try and target the type of support that you need. So maybe you want to do a small step-by-step effort that you can afford. Maybe you're doing an extension or an expansion and you want to do an overall. There is a grant that suits you to do that. And the benefits are even more than just your energy costs as well, which are really important, especially as we head into the winter now and people are considering that. But there's also huge benefits in terms of warmth and comfort and health through air quality, and really important work for our most vulnerable, I suppose, people.
Now,
who really
looking
need help.
More globally, I mean, district heating, for example. Mm. I mean, when I was down doing a program down the docks a couple of years back for News Talk, and we were down near the where all the hot water was just being poured into the Liffey. You know?
Yeah, and we have great waste heat to capture across Dublin City and across major cities and towns across Ireland. And again, you mentioned SEI as research performer. So we published the National Heat Study, which for everybody listening was looking at how we use heat, whether that's our homes and buildings and space and water, whether it was industry and processes, and looking at what are the best solutions for that. And district heating came out as a huge solution. That
because,
is,
I mean, the valves are there. They're sealed at the moment, but they're ready for connection.
Yeah.
Maybe to the pool bag, the glass bottle site may be the beneficiary of all this.
And I think what's the best thing about district heating is it's such a simple solution for the end user. So when you're sitting in your home or your business, what you're doing is you're just connecting to a network. So instead of having a fuel delivered to your home, whether that's through the gas network or an oil tank that you may have in your on your house, instead it's heat being passed through insulated pipes, and it's just a small basically connector between that network and your building.
Now, there have been some offers from data centres to do something similar, and I'm wondering if there's any research going on. Certainly there must be globally, and I know Microsoft are working out a way of cooling the chips in data centres more efficiently than currently being done. But the question of what happens to their heat, can they not capture that heat and use it, regenerate in some way some of the energy that they're using.
That is a critical point. As you know, we're already home to quite a number of data centres, and a lot of them are located around kind of urban areas. So what that means is we've got high population, a lot of people living in and around them, which means we should absolutely be capturing their waste heat like we're doing already in the scheme in Talla. That's super important. What research really could look at is, as you said, data centres are becoming more and more efficient in terms of the way in which they are using energy for heating and cooling. But also what we need research to be very targeted on, especially as we're home to so many, is how do we start looking at what's the right data to be processed? So what is serving us as a people in a population, and what might be wasteful use of processing? Because that ultimately, dictates the demand of the energy needed for the data.
So you tell people to stop looking at cat videos and all of that on their phones. I mean,
yeah, at least
realize.
Ask the question and start looking at, well, what data is really helping us? Because a lot of data is, I mean, look at our lives now. It's really important that we have policy decisions that are helping us to live in our everyday lives, that are informed by evidence and policy, and that's what research keeps.
Now, if this is the green era in our economy generally, what kind of jobs might people aspire to? People who are thinking of going to college or training in some way, maybe an apprenticeship if you're maybe want to be a retrofitter. You know, what jobs are there?
There's so many, Pat. When you look at the energy transition, so there's three areas. There's one is heat, how we heat our homes. Like you said, there's construction, there's understanding heat pumps and that technology, the kinds of people to install it, but also the people who help the homeowner or the business owner to use the heat pump in the way that suits them best. Then there's transport. We have a lot of construction that has to happen to get people out of their cars in the first place. That's what we really need. And then those that need to be in cars that they would move to EVs. So how do you change your ways from mechanics from old traditional petrol and diesel cars to EVs? And then how do you build the infrastructure? And then we have electricity. And as we know, we've a real growth in solar. We need more growth in wind turbines. So we need people from ecologists, environmental specialists, all the way through to ports and fishermen, our fisher people, all of that in terms of helping us to support.
And you'll never be
out
of work, that's for sure. All right, exactly. Margaret McCarthy, Director of Research and Policy at Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks,
Pat. The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.